Good morning once again, church. Good morning. I am glad to be here this morning. And one of the things that makes me happy is the joy that is among us. I love this. I feel like I'm from Haiti, by the way. So in Haiti, we have that joy. We have that that warm among us. And when I come here this morning, the greeting makes me feel like I'm in Haiti. And I said, oh, man, I missed that. But today I get it. I love it. I want you to know that I love it. And let me introduce myself a little quick. So, again, my name is Luckner. For those of you who didn't catch it very well, I am from Haiti. I am at Ozark Christian College training for ministry. So my major is biblical justice and preaching. So this is my fourth year. So I'm very excited, but it's challenging because going out in the world, Jesus had said that we're going to be persecuted as Christians. I don't know if you hear me very well, guys. Let me try to adjust this. We're going to be persecuted. And sometimes I get so scared. I said, going in the world, being persecuted, that's hard. But let me tell you something this morning, guys. We're going to read John 15. We're going to have it on the screen. You can read with me. Wow. So this is the first time I'm using this. It's kind of hard to adjust. All right. John 15. Give me a second, please. All right. As you're reading, I'm reading for you. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. So the translation is ESV, so this is NIV. So don't worry if I'm reading this translation. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown in the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. So this morning, as I said, I'm a little scared to go out in the world to preach the gospel. And I know I'm going to be persecuted. But as I started reading the Bible, I find this truth, which is abide in Jesus as the true vine. But as I'm reading this passage that you see on the screen earlier, there are three words that I want you to underline. The first one is the gardener, God, the vine, Jesus, and the branches, me and you. So I just want you to underline that and keep it, because it's very, very important.
How many of you who are farmers here? Okay, very good. Jesus illustrated this allegory. And one of the things that I like about this is the fact that here, Jesus says, I am the true vine. And the vine, this is what we use today to have communion. And in Palestine, that was one of the major product for the people to get the money from. And we understand if the gardener is not taking care of the garden very well, so and it was the major product that they had, because this is one of the way they had to provide for the family. So they had sell the product, the fruit, and then they sell that, and then they got the money and they provide for the family. So imagine the gardener now is careless about the vineyard. And we understand that if we don't have any fruit, there's no money we'll be generating and receive something to take care of the family. So now the gardener had to make sure that he did everything that he could in order to take care of the vineyard, which is the garden. And Jesus used this allegory to say, well, my Father is the gardener. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And now, Jesus tries to divide the responsibility of every part, the gardener, the vine, and the branches. Here's what Jesus says in verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser, or the gardener. Some translation says gardener, and some say vine dresser. And you are the branches. And he divided the responsibility of every part. He says, the Father is there to prune and cut branches that are fruitless. And the idea here of pruning means to lift up, to hold, to support. And we understand when you have a tree of vine, so you need some sticks to put under it, to support it, to hold it. So this is the same thing that the gardener is doing here, or God is doing here. Sometime when we are in the church, we are producing fruit. We need help. What God does, He gives us opportunity. He gives us the word so that we can be able to support ourselves by reading the word, by meditating, by praying. We have all sorts of help from the Bible so that we are able to sustain. And what Jesus says here, God is here to prune, and He is here to cut. And there are two reasons that God is to take care of the garden. The first one is because the garden reflects the gardener. And second, we have the branches. We have the branches that are connected to the tree of the vine. They need help from the vine. But if the gardener is not taking care of the vine, the branches as well will be feathered. And we understand when something is important to you. We understand when this is how you get your money, the same way the people of Palestine, they had that product, the vine, that they can sell and be able to get money to provide for the family. They had to take care of the vine. And the vine here represents Jesus. God sent Jesus. He gave him the great courage. He gave him all support that he had needed to came and suffer, understand our struggles, understand what we are going through in life, understand all our pain, and he made it all the way to the cross and give us freedom. And now we have a responsibility. Our responsibility is to bear fruit as branches. Because one of the things that is important in us bearing fruit is the fact that God wants the fruit. The fruit is so important to the gardener. And the gardener, this is what he's waiting for, to sell and be able to get some money. So in verse 8, when we read verse 8, what it says, by this my Father is glorified. So when we bear fruit, the world here, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciple. So the world is anticipating something. Is that us as Christians, no matter how persecuted we are in the world, no matter how bad they treat us, they still want us to bear fruit. And when we bear fruit, we reflect the work of the gardener. In Hebrews 1, 2, 4, the author says, now, in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, he created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majesty God in heaven. This shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name of God gave him is greater than their names. So here we can see that Jesus has everything. He is holding everything. And the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. So today, Jesus reflects the Father. And us as the branches, we reflect Jesus and the Father. So the same way the gardener is taking care of the vine, and so that the vine can sustain the branches so that they can bear fruit. So this is the same way. Our fruit reflects Jesus. Jesus reflects the Father. Our fruit reflects Jesus. Jesus reflects the Father. And this is the way that the world sees us. When they look at us, they see Jesus. They see God. So today we have a responsibility. The responsibility that we have this morning is to stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected to Jesus. Because Jesus is home in which we are all connected. He sustains everything. That means when you look at a tree, you see all the branches. They are all connected to the tree. And you can see that the tree has some weight on it because of all the branches. So this is the same thing. All of us who are connected in Jesus, Jesus has a weight on him. He has a weight on him. Because he has a weight on him, the Father becomes the gardener. Because the tree has so many branches, there should be a gardener. And this is what is good, is the fact that when the branches are connected to the tree and then there is a weight on the tree, the gardener comes. He's visiting. He is checking. He sees the branches that are fruitful. He sees the branches that are fruitless. And now he's trying to think what he can do so that to make the garden looks beautiful, so that the garden can be fruitful, because the fruit is so much important to him. And there is a weight on the tree. That weight can stop all the branches from growing or break the tree of the vine. The Father start thinking, and the best thing to do is to cut branches that are fruitless and prunes the branches that are fruitful, meaning support them, help them so that they can grow and bear fruit. So this is the same thing that the Father is doing here this morning. So when we don't bear fruit, there is a weight on Jesus. When we don't bear fruit, our sins become so heavy on Jesus. That means there's nothing really we are doing. And therefore the Father comes. He said, well, I'm going to have to take that branch away because that branch is fruitless. There's nothing we can do with it. But when you are fruitful, the Father comes, he supports, he holds, he lifts up so that we can bear more fruit. And the Father doesn't want his son to be weighed down. Instead, to grow and give energy, give power to the branches. So this morning we have a responsibility. Our responsibility this morning is to stay connected to Jesus. And I believe the reason why we need to stay connected to Jesus this morning is because we want to bear fruit. And this is why you come this morning here at the church, is because you want to bear fruit. You want to be out there bearing fruit, talking to people, serving people by the way you live, by the way you act, by the way you treat other people. They need to see Jesus because Jesus is the tree and you are the branch. And because you are the branch, you are connected to Jesus. Whatever you do, it reflects the energy that is being passed on to you from the tree. This morning, it's very important that we bear fruit. In Colossians 1:16-17, it says, for in him all things were created, things in heaven on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The idea of hold together, it's me and you. We are all connected. We are all part of Jesus. Because we are part of Jesus, we need to reflect him. In return, he will reflect the Father. And we don't want the work of the Father to be in vain. The Father takes time to take care of the vineyard, to take care of the vine, so that the branches can be fruitful. Jesus was on the cross. He cried to the Father because our sin was so heavy on him. He cried to the Father, and the Father strengthened him so that to do the work, so that he could have taken his responsibility that was given to him to sustain the branches, to free us from the captivity of sin, to free us from the captivity of the devil. That was his responsibility. Today, it's our responsibility to stay connected. Because if you're not connected, there's no way you're gonna bear fruit. If you are not connected, there's no way things will be okay. There's no way for you to not be cut from the tree. And it's really not the intention of the gardener to see one branch cut away. Because the moment you cut one branch, the gardener starts losing some money. And this is the same thing for God. God wants every single one of us to bear fruit, to be fruitful. What are some of the ways that we can bear fruit? Serve people. Serve one another. Love. And this is one of the things I loved this morning as I was coming here. The way I was welcomed. That was very meaningful. I could feel that the church is fruitful. I could feel that the church is producing. And this is what Jesus wants. This is what he's asking the church, is to be fruitful. He told the disciples, I want you to be fruitful. I want you to go out in the world. I know you're going to be persecuted. But remember, I had done my part. I went all the way to the cross, bear your sin, so that you could have been free. Now it's your responsibility. Go and talk to other people in the world. Be fruitful. Tell them about the gospel. Tell them about what I've done for you so that they can come and be attached to the vine, which is Jesus. And they will start bearing fruit. And from there, all the world will know about the vine. And the vine was so much important, even in the Israelite coins, they carved the tree of the vine in them because it was very important at that time. And then the people, what they do in order to conserve that, they carve it in the coins. It was so much important. So it's the same way. Jesus is so much important to the Father. The same way the branches are so much important to the Father. He holds all power, all energy, everything that we may need to grow and bear fruit. But our job is to stay connected in Jesus. The way we can stay connected is by reading our Bible, is by meditating, praying every day, serving one another, care for another, show love to one another. And when we stay connected, the fruit will come naturally. There's nothing you will have to do to be fruitful. The only thing is to stay connected, and naturally, you will be fruitful. I want you to know, guys, you are very important to the Father this morning. When he sees that you are fruitful, when he sees that you are producing, when he sees that we are serving one another, when he sees that we are loving one another, and he sees Jesus, he looks at Jesus and smiles. Because he had done a very good job pruning, holding, supporting the tree. It's very impossible for us to be fruitful if we don't focus our mind on Jesus. Our mind should be daily on Jesus. And naturally, you will start producing Galatians 5, 22-23. You will start producing that. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And to finish, Apostle Paul says, against such things, there is no law. Against such things, there is no law. So that means there's nothing you can do except staying connected in the vine, which is Jesus. I remember when I came to Christ, I was trying to do on my own the things that Jesus said, don't worry about. And when I let go of myself and I let Jesus hold me, and I start bearing fruit. I start loving people. Every once in a while, people see a smile on my face. Sometimes they say, look, you have never been unhappy. It's not me who's leaving. It's the energy that I have found from the tree, which is the vine, which is Jesus. Peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When people start seeing that you are producing fruit, the next thing they will say is, how do you do that? And I'd like to try that. I'd like to try that. What about if you were not producing? What would they say? Well, the gardener of that garden is a careless guy. He's not been doing anything to make sure that his garden is producing. Well, he's not going to get money. He's not going to be able to sustain his family. This is what the people would say. They would say, well, that family is not going to make it. But when they start seeing fruit in us, when they start seeing joy, smile, some people just want to see a smile on your face for them to be happy. Some people have been so stressed out all their lives. And then when they see you happy, and then one of the things, so they see, they have money, they have big houses, they have the most expensive cars, they are not happy. But because you are connected in Jesus, you are happy. And this is the best way to be happy, is to stay connected in Jesus. And when those people see you have nothing, I mean, they think you don't have anything. But when they see in their eyes that you have nothing and they see that you are happy, they should question you. And this is an opportunity for you to preach the gospel. My brothers and sisters, it's our responsibility now to be fruitful, because God has done his part. Jesus has done his part by coming to the world, suffer. He didn't deserve it. But he had to take his responsibility. And because he had taken his responsibility, now we have the freedom to take our responsibility. It's important that we are fruitful. Having said all that, it's so easy to lose focus. It's so easy to not stay connected, because we're so busy working all the time. We're so busy taking care of a family, which is very important, because we need to live, we need money, we need to take care of our family, we need to send them to school and take care, do whatever we can to make sure that physically we are happy. that has some effects on us spiritually, because we start losing focus because of the things that are around us. The world is so busy and noisy. Yes, it is. But here's what Paul, the author of the book of Hebrews, because the author is unknown, but here's what it says. Don't give excuses. And this is what I like, is the fact that the Father has taken his responsibility, the vine has taken his responsibility as Jesus, and now it's our responsibility. It says, the author says, don't give excuses. Lay aside all encumbrance and focus, or in other words, stay connected. Stay connected. Hebrews 12, 1, 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down right at the right hand of the throne of God. This verse explains it all. So Jesus, he endured the cross. They scorned him. They did everything possible to make him ashamed. He took it all. Meaning, he had taken his responsibility. And now he says, don't give me excuses. So the only thing that I'm asking you to do, I know there's a lot of things, there are a lot of encumbrance around you. I know the world is so busy. I know there are a lot of things to make you sin. There are a lot of things. You know, people set barrier so that you don't preach them the gospel. I know all that. But don't let those things hinder you from being on your feet daily. Persevere. Persevere. No matter how hard it is, persevere. Be fruitful. Don't worry about what is happening in the world, because I have gone through more. So because I have gone through more, I have all power, I have all energy that I'm gonna pass on to you. But you know what? You're gonna have to stay connected. Sometime, if we're trying to do it on our own, if we